Audio description is vital to many and is an important aspect on match day at Wrexham Football Club. I spoke to one man at the club who is determined to make football as accessible as possible.
My name's Steve Gilbert. I'm chair of Wrexham AFC Disabled Supporters Association. It's a completely voluntary committee of football fans working to improve accessibility at Wrexham Football Club. And we've been working since, I think, 2012 now. We're the third oldest football club in the world. The racecourse ground is also the oldest international football stadium in the world. The first international was played here in 1877. It's still the same place as we've always been, and we're very proud of that.
How have you coped over the past year, Steve?
It's been very hard. You know, we love volunteering at the club. On a match day, we'd normally be there 2 hours before kickoff on the car park, meeting our members and our friends. It's a great social event for us. Then obviously during the game we'll be distributing receivers and collecting receivers. But we found a way to accommodate at least the audio description in the meantime. We've always tried to be innovative and drive forward accessibility across the board, really. We were the first club in the UK to run an autism-friendly football match, for example. Those practices have become the template for football and sport across the country. I think they're still the only club with a wheelchair viewing a platform attached to an executive box. We're one of very few clubs that are doing audio description at the minute. Far too few, to be honest. I went to CAFE, it's the Centre for Accessibility for Football in Europe. I went to their conference in Paris in 2015, I think it was. And they did a presentation on ADC, and it was a Ukrainian lady presented. And it was such a great presentation. And at the end of it, she said, done properly, she said, it's like having my eyesight back for 90 minutes each game. That really struck a chord with me. And I come home and said to the rest of the committee, guys, you know, we got to get this in at the club. I came back from that conference full of ideas, but that was the number one thing that really, it just blew me away. It took us about 3 or 4 years afterwards, but we got there in the end. The audio description service is designed for spectators at the ground, and it's normally like a closed radio broadcast, and we give out the receivers each game. Obviously, that's not happening now. So it's actually one of our commentary team came up with the idea when the live streams come on, because in the National League, each team can live stream its home games. And said, why don't we take a live stream, watch it, and do our commentary via Zoom? So we thought that was a fantastic idea. Put it to Alan March Sports, who are our ADC managers. Went out and bought a Zoom package for up to 100 guests. And now basically what happens is our commentators buy a live stream, whether it be home or away. They commentate off the live stream, and then we just send out Zoom invites to anybody who wants it. And we've had that taken up this season. We've had listeners from as far away as Canada, Ireland, Scotland, across the country here. So it's something we're very proud of. I think it's been a great idea. And our commentators will commentate, even if there's nobody listening, they'll commentate the full 90 minutes. We just want to push the service for them, really, and get as many people listening as we can. We think it's a great service. We think people will enjoy it.
You can listen to radio commentary, but it's quite a different skill describing to people exactly what's happening on the pitch.
That's right, yeah. I sat in on the training sessions that Alan March run for us, and it's a lot harder than people think it is. I don't think I could do it, to be honest. For instance, they'll put a picture up on the screen and ask you to describe it. And because you can see it, you're describing it in a completely different way. To try and paint a picture for somebody who can't see it is a completely different skill. So if you listen to our commentary, it's very, very different from what you'd hear on the radio. The whole idea of it is to paint a picture, to paint an image of what's going on. So there's no sort of side chat or waffle going on. It is specific for blind, visually impaired people. It's all about building the image of what's actually going on.
How many people are involved in making this available to blind and partially sighted people?
Our service, first of all, is managed by Alan March Sports. They are the number one English language ADC providers in Europe. They train and manage the service for us. First year they held a training session and recruited as many commentators as would be suitable. So we were lucky enough to get three guys out of that. So our commentary team is free. Normally two of them will do a game. The guys love it. They get absolutely no reward. It's completely voluntary, but they are so dedicated and so good.
If someone listening to this would like to follow a Wrexham game, how would they gain access, Steve?
You can find Wrexham SC Disabled Supporters Association on Twitter. Just drop us a message and we'll send you an invite. Or you can email us at wxmdsa@gmail.com and we'll send you a Zoom invite by email. And that's it. That's all you have to do. You know, you log on to Zoom on your laptop at home and you're all set.
How are Wrexham doing at the moment? How's it all going?
We're on the up, I think. We've just been taken over by a couple of superstars. They seem to be heavily invested in community. From the conversations we've had with them and their representatives, they're very, very interested in pushing forward accessibility and inclusion across the board. That's all forms of inclusion. We're very, very excited about what they're potentially going to bring to the club. We know they've engaged internationally renowned architects to look at the stadium. Accessibility comes hand in hand now. They seem to be very committed to everything and to the ADC service as well, which at the moment we totally fund ourselves. And this year it's probably about £800 we're spending. We're quite happy to do that. We said we would fund it for as long as it runs and we will continue to do so.
Just in case there's somebody out there who might have missed who your new owners are, tell me who you'll be dealing with in the future.
Our two owners are Ryan Reynolds, Hollywood movie star. I think he's the second highest earner in Hollywood at the minute. And his partner is a fantastic guy called Rob McElhenney, who a lot of people over here have never heard of, but he's actually the writer, producer and star of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is America's longest running sitcom. Well, they promised us they'll be over, and I think they're dying to get on a pub crawl around town. But seriously, we are very excited to meet them and thank them really for what they're doing for the club, because all of a sudden it seems like the sky's the limit, you know.
Steve Gilbert, Chairman of Wrexham Disabled Supporters Association. For more information, email wxmdsa@gmail.com.